Chelsea Green Publishing presents Barefoot Biodynamics, How Cows, Compost, and Community Help Us Understand Rudolf Steiner's Agriculture Course by Jeff Poppin. Forward by Sander Alex Katz. Read by Madison Niederhauser. Forward. Jeff Poppin has been farming for 50 years, since he was a teenager. By the time I arrived in Tennessee in 1993, he was already iconic there, widely known as the barefoot farmer, freely sharing vegetables at public events and evangelizing to anyone who would listen about local, organic, and biodynamic agriculture. I've always found him generous with his insights and wisdom, and over time, we have become friends. Whenever I visit Jeff's farm in Red Boiling Springs, I experience a powerful sense of abundance. The vegetables are so big and look so healthy and vibrant, and there are so many of them. Every year, Jeff allows me to harvest a truckload of fall radishes and cabbages to ferment, and it barely makes a dent. Jeff talks about the vegetables as a byproduct of his primary crop, good soil. That's one of the important ways in which he and I have found so much common ground. Building soil fertility involves cultivating microorganisms, just as fermentation does. In this book, Jeff lays out the methods he uses and the ideas that underlie them. Like most farmers everywhere, Jeff is eminently practical and learns primarily through observation and experimentation. He's also read through many old farming books, which inform his thinking. Jeff has been especially influenced by the early 20th century Austrian philosopher Rudolf Steiner, whose lectures on agriculture inspired the biodynamic farming movement. Jeff readily admits that some of Steiner's ideas may seem strange. At the beginning of his biodynamic journey, Jeff was told, "You don't have to believe it, just try it." Jeff has kept at it for decades now, based on results. He makes his own soil-building preparations as prescribed by Steiner and described in this book, and every year when I visit him, he gives me some of the horn manure preparation to use in my garden. The horn manure looks like a small scoop of compost. The thrilling magic of it is revealed only in the somewhat laborious process of activating it, by mixing it vigorously for an hour into water, forming a vortex that sucks air into the solution and enables the aerobic organisms to proliferate. I add the horn manure to a 5-gallon bucket about half full with lukewarm water. Then, using a stick, I stir rapidly in circles around the edge to create the vortex. With the
sample complete. Ready to continue?